Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Jennifer Shea Love Long, and I'm here with Taylor Coward. And we just did a thing.
We did.
We actually had this amazing opportunity to go live. It was live, Taylor.
On air. didn't know the on air light popped on, and I thought it was pre-recorded.
Me too. Okay. But we joined Sasha Ann Simons on WBEZ's daily talk show Reset. And what a treat. We got to talk about who we are.
We talked a little bit about how this podcast came to be, how we met each other.
And we also talked about how Gen Z seems to overshare.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Sasha had some personal experience her oversharing Gen Zer children. And I'm one of those Gen Z oversharers. I get it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I always find you're oversharing if that's oversharing. Like, it's so wise and thoughtful.
I think it's my anxiety response.
Is it?
Yeah, when I get a little socially anxious, I'm like, I'm just going to talk you to death, you know?
Okay, so we're going to play some of that conversation in just a minute.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and you are listening to the theme song for the newest WBEZ podcast, When Magic Happens. It features conversations by three incredible Black women from three different generations. They tackle topics like love and relationships with a matchmaker, money with a finance influencer, and proper hair care with a celebrity stylist. Let's just say these three are bringing the magic to real talk. So we just had to invite them to Reset. With us now in the studio are Cheryl Jackson, Jennifer Shaylove Long, and Taylor Coward. Hey, ladies, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to see you. All right, so from one host to three hosts, I got to say, I love the episodes that you've released so far. I've thought deeply. I've almost teared up. I've laughed really hard. And we're going to get into more of the content in just a moment. But first, I want to get to know all three of you. The tagline for this pod, three Black women, three generations, no filters. So let's get our listeners familiar. Let's start with you, Cheryl. I hear you're a member of the 50s club.
I am. I am that Gen X diva.
Okay. Okay. Tell us more. What else should we know?
I've had a crazy long career, done it, you know, a little bit of everything in politics and now healthcare and the media. Mm-hmm. Big fan of NPR and women's empowerment. So So my journey has been really weird and long and windy, but I'm glad to be here.
Aren't they all?
Yes.
All right, Jennifer Long, what do we need to know about Shea Love?
Oh, wow. Well, she's pretty multidimensional. I'm an on-air personality, VO talent, nonprofit exec. I'm based out of Atlanta, and I'm originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
We are there.
Albuquerque.
Yup. I've got two amazing kids, and I'm divorced and looking. How about that?
Okay. If you're listening.
I'm just saying.
Give me a call. 866-915-WBEZ.
Maybe I should submit some profile pieces. That'd be easy.
This is now turning into a whole different segment.
Right, exactly.
Of course, we can't leave out the When Magic Happens resident Gen Zer, Taylor.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
I'm getting into a little of everything. I've worked in schools. I've worked in local politics. I, too, am a NPR fan and a WBEZ fan. And, I'm just excited to see what this all brings. And I'm so happy to meet all these new people.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, tell us more about the coming together, Jennifer. How did the trio get formed?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, it was really just kind of a full-blown process of identifying women who created space to, one, be very vulnerable, who were curious and interested in really sharing their stories. And so it came together in that really, I mean, Taylor was amazing. Cheryl was amazing.
So this was like an audition process.
Yeah. I mean, we had the conversations and really had an opportunity to get to know each other. And from that point, the magic happened. Yes. And that is how we
It felt like a fit.
Point. Yeah, yes. It really did. And really sort of distinct perspectives and views on life overall, but also just generationally, how we've experienced a lot of the things that we've experienced. And so it gelled quite nicely.
Cheryl, how did you land on the name When Magic Happens? Because I hear that might have been a process, too.
It was. We got together in a room and everybody had to bring their ideas to the table and sort of what really captured, you know, kind of the essence of what we were doing. And, you know, Black Girl Magic was taken. So
yeah.
We had to find something else. Okay.
Got to go down the list.
Go down the list. And actually it was Tracy,
our chief content officer here at
Tracy
Chicago Public Media.
Yes. Yeah, so she was like, well, what about When Magic Happens? And when she said it, it just resonated.
So this podcast gives me major Red Table Talk vibes, right? I'm talking about the show that features actress Jada Pinkett Smith, her daughter Willow, and her mother, Adrienne Banfield Norris. Why was it important, Taylor, to have these multi-generational voices on the show?
I think it's important because you get to hear all walks of life. And I know that's a cliche term, but for like Cheryl, for example, Cheryl has worked in many different industries, industries that me as the Gen Z role would be maybe interested in going into or don't know about at all. And she can speak from experience. And so when you have those levels of experience, you really just get to hear it personally. I mean, Jennifer is an out-of-towner, and so I get to learn about what Atlanta is like. What
right, and you two are from Chicago.
Right. I'm a native, yeah.
Right.
And so I get to hear about her media background, and so it just really allows them to learn a little about my generation and for me to learn all that I can look forward to, things to not do, things to do. So it's just great.
It's also just hilarious.
Okay, yeah.
Let's listen to a moment from the podcast that honestly, I mean, the entire section had me cracking up, but here's 49 seconds of it.
Jennifer, what's your nighttime routine?
I use a scarf. I have this cute little pink scarf that I wear. I just kind of wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if I got company, I got a silk pillowcase.
You're going to leave the scarf on,
yeah,
right?
Leave the scarf on.
Wow. I mean, I grew up not sleeping with anything. And so when I would wake up, my mom would call me the heat miser because my hair would be, and she's like, I'm Mr. Heat Miser, I'm Mr. Hot. And so now that I have stuff to do the next day, I'm like, I need my hair in a shape that
I can work with. So I too am a scarfer. I have I have a collection of satin scarves.
Do you?
That okay. I love dear.
Y'all being cute talking about scarves, mm-hmm. but come on now, we got to have a conversation mm-hmm. about the bonnets.
Yes, right, Cheryl? That's I agree right. with you. Let's talk about the bonnets. I am a scarfer as well.
Oh, no,
but I'm also a bonneter.
Okay, yeah.
And equal opportunity, you know, satin wraps.
That's right.
That's right. So that one was obviously about hair. It's called Whip My Hair, that episode. It's super good. You guys have talked about a lot of things, though. Money, ambition, love and relationships. You get real about it. How do you choose the topics that you talk about, Cheryl?
The topics that we talk about, I think we all are bringing our own experiences. You know, one thing I love about this opportunity to serve as a host on the show is I wanted to just come and tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay. I wanted to tell the truth about what Black women are going through, our valleys and our peaks. Our joys and our sorrows and the trauma and our resilience.
Yeah.
So my topics I bring to the table are from my personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm picturing, Jennifer, this whiteboard of just
it was kind of like
topics
it.
Just
yeah.
like listed like yeah. no we can't talk about that oh no yes let's definitely talk
yes.
about that
yes definitely
and then trying to come up with the order in which to you know
exactly
to right. come out with the episodes. Has that been difficult?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's happened pretty organically.
Nice.
Like, you know, it seems like whatever is sort of relevant in a topic that is of interest to each one of us, you'll also notice that each person hosts an episode. And so it is something that's sort of close and dear to each one of our hearts. So,
yeah, I did notice that. That, yeah. that was pretty cool. And I love the fact that as Black women, as Cheryl talked about, we have all these shared experiences. But just because experiences are shared, it doesn't mean they're all the same, right?
Right, you know,
Black
right.
women are not a monolith.
That's right.
And I feel like that comes through in your podcast. Do you feel the same way, Taylor?
I do. I think you get to see that we live different ways. We live in different places. Jennifer is the first Black woman I've ever met from New Mexico. and so I hope that we're showing diversity with our podcast. Even though we may look alike, and sometimes I've heard we sound alike on the podcast, we're all different.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. If you're just tuning in, we are joined by the host of a new WBEZ podcast. It's called When Magic Happens, and it's hosted by three Black women of three different generations, Cheryl Jackson, Jennifer Long, and Taylor Coward. So we can look forward to a new episode of When Magic Happens tomorrow.
That's right. Right?
That's
right. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's give our listeners a sneak peek, shall we?
Yeah. Right.
I probably couldn't have survived the 80s because the worst thing that you could say to one of the Golden Girls is that their butt looks big.
Mm-hmm.
They like go up, you know. And now, you know, butts are the thing at this present moment. And so, you know, bodies, it's so interesting. They have trends. They probably shouldn't, but we definitely have trends in what's favored at the time. And so it's so interesting to hear that despite the trends of, you know, the mainstream, there were still regional differences.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of trends now when it comes to the conversation on bodies. Tell us more about what you get into in that chat, Taylor.
Well, we get to talk to a plus size model, which I just loved. She's also a talent scout and a photographer. And since we really honed in on body image, I was just excited to talk to someone whose whole career centers around image and how it's perceived, how it's sold. And so it's such an interesting conversation. She's really funny. And then with the host, we talk about, when I mentioned regional differences, you know, Cheryl said that in the South, a certain body type was favored as opposed to what Jennifer experienced coming up, as opposed to what I experienced. And so we really do get into the intergenerational coming up stories with our bodies.
And yeah, so, tell us more about that, Cheryl.
So I was raised in Memphis, Tennessee, and, you know, down South. Thick thighs save lives, okay? So I was the opposite of that. I was a beanpole, 5'9", 125 pounds. And men thought something was wrong with me.
Mm.
Like, what is this? And so I grew up thinking maybe this was not the desired body type until I came up north. And it was like,
and they were like, oh, Cheryl,
you look like a model.
Hello.
Hey. Who are you?
Who are you? So that was what that taught me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all three of you, you're so open and you're so vulnerable on the podcast, which is what makes it so great. Growing up, though, I'm curious, and I want to hear from all of you. Did you have these kinds of discussions at home with the people around you? You first, Jennifer.
Yeah, you know, not in this way, not so candidly, not so frankly. I think, you know, a lot of the topics that we discuss in some ways were kind of taboo to talk about. And so, you know, I might have had certain conversations with friends, but I can't say that they were as open and free as it is having conversations with Taylor and Cheryl.
Yeah. I mean, I know even I can picture growing up, high school, college days. I wasn't going into as much detail with girlfriends as I would now, or as you all do on the pod, right?
Yeah.
Seems much more comfortable to do that now. I don't know if it's age. Maybe I'm getting towards more of a Cheryl.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
You're right there.
I'm embrace this. I'm the resident auntie, okay? So I'm the resident auntie, the TT. Yeah, I certainly age has got me completely comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
Okay, let me not say completely, because I'm still trying to drop a few pounds. But my age has got me comfortable in my truth, I would say that. Like, if I were at Taylor's age, I wouldn't be nearly as open and transparent as Taylor is now. Not nearly.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, where does it come from?
Well, I think it's a little bit more socially accepted. I think I do come from an oversharing generation at times.
You do. I'm the mother of a couple of Gen Zers.
And I feel for you.
And they overshare.
And
they have an opinion on everything.
And you have a platform to put it. You can go on TikTok and do a story time, or you can do an Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. And so I think that at this point, it feels like nothing is off topic, you know, or nothing is can't be talked about, which is freeing. But I also think it's just gave me the comfort to speak freely on the show.
I love that. What has been the highlight for you working on this pod, Taylor?
It's been getting to know so many people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and just getting to hear their stories. I feel like everyone wants to be heard. And I do think that once we're here, we've created an environment where people are comfortable to open up. And so it's just great to connect with people in that way.
Yeah. The older you get, the wiser you become. But I'm curious what you are learning, Cheryl, from your younger co-hosts.
Yes. Let me tell you, when Taylor told me that she goes to TikTok for financial advice and financial advisors,
yes.
I was giving her the side eye, like, really, girl? But then now I get it. I talked to my nephew, who's Taylor's age, and he's all about TikTok and Google, getting all of his information. So that was a little bit eye-opening. but I tell you, I love the way Taylor is puts front and center her care, self-care. That's something I didn't do as a young person. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Jennifer. Okay, talking about somebody that braces her sexuality. She is Miss Thing, and I love it.
Again,
love
that number is 866-915-WBEZ.
The Dateline.
Do you feel like you've learned more about yourself by doing this podcast, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely. I feel more vulnerable and free and open to actually talking about things that are relevant to me. These ladies, I mean, they just make it so joyful and fun and beautiful. So I learn a lot from both of them.
Well, before I let you all go, let our listeners know where to find you and where to find this podcast.
Yeah, sure. Well, you can find us really anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify. You can go to WBEZ.com. You can follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. I mean, we're everywhere.
Nice. WBEZ.org.
Oh, .org. I'm sorry.
We're a .org over here.
Yes.
Well, this has been such a pleasure. We've been chatting with the hosts of the new WBEZ podcast called When Magic Happens. That's Cheryl Jackson, Jennifer Shay Love Long, and Taylor Coward. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right,
right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Special thanks to Sasha Ann Simons and everyone over at Reset.
If you like what you heard, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast.
And tune in every Friday for a new episode of When Magic Happens.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Our associate producer is Elizabeth Cambridge. Brendan Banizak is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is our chief content officer. Editing by Justin Bull. Engineering by Dave Miska and Haley Bloomquist.
See y'all next week.